Levi Strauss is out with better than expected quarterly sales and profits as people rebuild their closets for a post-pandemic life. The company took the wraps off a new $200 million stock buyback plan and told analysts on a call last night they have the spike in cotton prices under control. Harmeet Singh is the CFO at Levi Strauss and joins us now. Harmeet, always nice to see you. I want to start off the beaten path here. Earlier in the show, I caught a lot of flack from my team here saying when I said that bell bottoms are back in style, high waist jeans back in style, wide leg jeans back in style. My question to you is, what are the top trending styles? What are people really buying this fall?
Ryan, thanks for having me. Good morning. You know, casualization is here to stay. The denim cycle is gathering momentum. In fact, the denim category has grown faster than the apparel category over the last two quarters. We set the trend by, you know, launching our baggier looser fits. 50% of our bottoms now are baggier looser. Men are buying it, women are buying it. High rises are really in. And anything that people, you know, look good in is relevant. We as a brand can offer that. And you know, the brand is really hot. We have pricing power. We've taken pricing actions. We believe we can take actions to offset inflation, which is a buzzword today. So we are clearly emerging from the pandemic a stronger company. You know, that's something we had said. Financially, we're stronger. Structurally, you know, our business is more diverse and digital, and operationally very agile because we are facing the headwinds on supply chain and, you know, demonstrating that it's a competitive advantage for us.
Hi, mean, it's Julie here. Definitely people feeling comfy in baggy clothing, whether it be jeans or whatever else these days. So I can understand why these things are popular. Give me a little more detail, if you could, around the possible price increases here. I mean, how much are your classic Levi's 501s going to set people back now and then 6 months or a year from now?
Yeah, you know, it's Julie, it varies across geographies. It varies across channels. You know, and brands like ours, which are market leaders and offer relevant products that resonate with all of you, with the consumers of all demographics, actually enable us to price where relevant. The way we think about pricing, we basically break it up into three buckets. You price for inflation, and we have the pricing power that I talked about. You price for innovation, and, you know, great products, baggier products that are in style, etc. And then you reduce markdowns. But having said all that, our products today offer great value to the consumer. And if you benchmark our price points versus, you know, the competitive products, we still stand out as true value. Value defined as the price at which we sell plus the quality of the product we offer. And so, you know, our view of the world is, you know, we can lead those trends and we can continue to offer products that really resonate, especially as people gear up for what we think is a strong holiday season around the corner.
Harmeet, I was thinking back this morning to when your CEO, Chip Bergh, started at Levi. That was in 2011. He came in at a time of a cotton price bubble. We are now seeing another cotton price bubble. How is Levi different today compared to that other cotton price bubble?
Yeah, you know, at that time, as Jim Collins said to us, we probably needed a, you know, prayer meeting to decide whether we wanted to take pricing. The brand was not hot. Direct-to-consumer was not as strong. And we didn't have a head-to-toe look. Today, if you go into a Levi store, you know, you can come out, you know, with a shirt, with a pair of denim, with trucker jackets, which you love, Brian, etc. And we just, you know, closed the acquisition of Beyond Yoga. So, you know, we are entering the activewear segment. So it's clearly very, very different financially, you know, much stronger company. You know, our balance sheet is really strong. You talked about the share repurchase program, et cetera. So I think we're in a very different spot. You know, we're now market leaders by a mile. And can set trends, and our, you know, and folks across all demographics, across all ages, You know, love the brand. We are resonating with the millennials. We're resonating with the younger consumer, which is something we hadn't done in 2011 and years prior to that. So we are a very different spot. You know, we believe we have a competitive edge in a lot of areas. And, you know, and that's what is making our performance really strong. And we're emerging out of the pandemic a much stronger company.
I know that Saz is over there in his lotus position getting ready to ask you more about Beyond Yoga, but I did want to ask you more, one more question about supply chain, because this is something that really stuck out to me this morning in analyst commentary, that you guys manufacture across 24 countries, and no one of those countries accounts for more than 20% of your product. Is that accurate? And if so, sort of what drives that? And is that a strategy that you expect to continue or even expand that diversification?
Yeah, you know, when we set up a global supply chain, the strategy was that it's important not to put all our eggs in one basket. And that's why our supply chain is fairly diversified. You're right. We source from 24 countries. Not any country makes up more than 20%. And Vietnam, which was in the news as an example, is less than 4%. When the tariff issue started with China, we were sourcing into the U.S. about 8% of our needs from China is down to 1%. So agility and being able to maneuver through headwinds is important. And Brian, to your previous question on cotton pricing, you know, cotton is a key commodity for us, but we've been able to lock in the price of cotton for the first half of next year at very, very low single-digit inflation, about a point higher than 21 for the first half, and we're negotiating for the second half. And as I said, we have pricing power. We think we can offset inflationary pressures. Julie, to your question about agility, you know, everybody's familiar with the West Coast congestion. You know, we were getting in about 35, 40% of our needs into the U.S. to the West Coast about 12 to 18 months ago. We've been able to divert that and into the East Coast, and we now get in about 20% through the West Coast. So agility is working and in action. And if you take quarter three, I think, you know, we probably didn't service about $10 million of demand. You know, and for a company that generated $1.5 billion, that's really, really small. So that's where we feel we're in a real strong position as we step into a strong holiday season. There will be a Levi's, you know, product under the Christmas tree if you want to buy it.
Let the record show, I did Yahoo search that lotus pose, and I don't think I've been like that. I'm sorry, Julie. I don't think I could do that. But Harmeet, on the topic of yoga, you just closed on a $400 million acquisition. How will that brand be integrated? Will I be able to walk into a Levi's, one of your new next-gen stores, and I will see things from this brand?
Yeah, so, you know, our view is, first, they're a wonderful brand. It's a company that's been around for, you know, a little over 15 years. It really started with consumer insight about offering activewear to women and driving inclusivity, body positivity, and, you know, diversity is really important. So our view is a company that's been around, they've done a phenomenal job. Where we can add value is build the brand, scale the brand around the world, and do it in a way that the brand is independent. So we're not at this point thinking that you could get Beyond Yoga in a Levi's store. Beyond Yoga will have their own stores. And, you know, as you think about growing the brand, I think the areas of growth are they can build their own stores. They can scale internationally. They can get into men's and the like. So, you know, long runway for growth. And we're really excited about the combination of the two businesses and especially the people. It's very rare in an acquisition that the entire team comes over. But in this case, 100% of the team came across, and we're excited to be working with them and, you know, meeting their aspirations and dreams.
Well, hopefully by the time that men's line launches, I will be able to do that lotus pose because clearly I'm just too rigid here. Harmeet Singh, the CFO at Levi Strauss, always good to see you. Have a great week.